On the air at News Radio 1070 WKOK and online at WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunrise.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. Much appreciated. We're glad for his help and hard work. In the newsroom with us now, we have one of the leaders in our community is here. Eva Linke is here. She's chairperson of the board of directors of the Mifflinburg Buggy Museum. And oh, for about three decades or so, she's been running the tack room out in Vicksburg, which is a truly comprehensive store with tons of things there. Yes, they have cowboy boots. That's what I want there. But they got clothing and shoes and tack for horses and English riding stuff and Western stuff. And what else? Am I missing something?
Mostly the sportswear.
Oh, yeah. You got everything for everything there. So, yeah, we're so glad that you're out there in Vicksburg with the tack room. Okay, so we'll talk a tiny bit about that more later. Mifflinburg Buggy Museum, you're on the board of that as well. So if folks aren't familiar with this Buggy Museum, tell us about this just tremendous piece of history in Union County.
Well, Mark, it's probably one of the most important pieces of Union County history in that it has the original factory, which is one of 12 industrial sites that are actually open to the public. And it's housed right here in the central Susquehanna Valley. And back in 1978, some people in the town got together, and Dr. Charles McCool Snyder said, you know, we really should have some sort of museum to celebrate Mifflinburg's buggy making industry. And Mifflinburg had more buggy makers per capita than any other town in the entire country. And then the Heises stepped up and they said, would you like to see a real buggy factory? And the group of people, they went up to take a tour. They opened the doors and it was almost as though they were going to come back to work the next day. And that started the conversations about starting the Mifflinburg Buggy Museum on the Heise family's property. The Heises then donated the property to the group of citizens that had gotten together. And work commenced, and we had a strong group of, I would say, mostly older people, but I was on the board in my late 20s, and so was Jeff Mensch. We were the youngest board members, and it went on from there. There were some really great, strong Mifflinburg leaders that stepped up to the plate. So the interest over the last number of years had kind of waned, and about 5 years ago, it was in financial trouble. And there was an existing mortgage, and the board had dwindled. They really didn't know what to do. So I said, well, you know, I'd step back up and try to help if it ever got in trouble. And more people have come out to volunteer. We have some very strong volunteers. The interest in the museum has stepped up. We have a lot of projects going on. And a lot of volunteers help in different ways. They may not all be tour guides, but they might step up and help us with an event here or there. We have an annual fundraising gala. We do have a mortgage to pay off, and we've created an endowment. And that's to help preserve it in perpetuity. But more people in schools are not teaching as much history anymore. And local history is even more important. I think in some regards the pandemic hurt, but in other ways, it helped because people tried to do things more locally, and they discovered what was closer to them instead of wanting to drive a couple of hours away to see something else. And people that had never been to the museum started coming out and supporting it once again.
We are going to celebrate all things buggy this weekend, so tell us about Buggy Day.
Yes, we are. 30, 35 years ago, Buggy Day was a huge event, and there weren't that many events around. Today, there's a lot of events that compete with the same timeline, but Buggy Day is actually a unique event, and we started to resurrect it last year. This year will be better. We'll have different things going on, such as Cordier Auctioneers and Appraisals. David Cordier out of Harrisburg is going to come up, and if you have some antiques that you would like to have appraised and you've always wondered what their value might be, I'm sure you know what Antiques Roadshow is on TV. Well, Mifflinburg, we're going to have our own Antiques Roadshow, and that'll be on 5th Street. So if you bring in one item, it's $5. If you can bring three for $10, and David Cordier and his associates donate everything back to the museum. We have a group called the Victorian High Wheelers coming out, and they're going to be dressed in period Victorian clothing. And if you think about it, the bicycles had these huge wheels in the front and a tiny little wheel in the back. And the people sat high up on the seat. I'm not sure how they actually get on and off of the bicycle, but we're going to see that. So they'll be riding around. We have things. It's really a family-oriented day in that it's for all age brackets. And we have some special games, vintage children's games, that are happening. And they're being made up by some of our volunteers. Jeanette and Tom Musser have been working hard at that. So everything from a beanbag toss to a duck pond. We're going to have chess game out there. And that's going to be kind of fun. But the biggest fun there, I think, is going to be we're going to have the old-fashioned hoop races, that the kids push a hoop, a wooden hoop, along the road and have a race there. And, of course, the biggest highlight is the buggy rides. So you can take a buggy ride in one of the museum's authentic carriages that's been restored. Let's see.
Well, you're going to have food. I have that on my list. And antique cars will be on display. There'll be some crafters there demonstrating and selling items. So you have certain activities. You mentioned those. Carnival games, children's games. That's kind of back
antique
to the
antique dealers.
Entertainment. The Victorian house tour. Is that associated with Buggy Day?
It is. And that is the actual Heiss home that will be open. Those tours will take place only twice during the day. It'll be a short tour of the house at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. We also have the visitor center, which will be open, and that houses four restored pieces, two sleighs and two buggies.
And you also have alpacas there, as you talk about that?
We do. The kids can go up and pet the alpacas and feed them. And see them. So that's kind of exciting. But most importantly, up at the factory, the actual museum factory, which is one of 12 industrial sites open to the public in the United States to tour, is...
That's on the same footprint is the key, is that this is the site, this is the museum, this is the place, they were built here, now you can go see it.
That's exactly right. And we'll have several volunteers up there, including Len Manbeck, who's an expert on all the buggy making parts, and he'll be demonstrating things. Gary Coddington, who is also an expert, will be up there helping Leonard, Joel Imgren. We have some hit and miss engines going up there. They'll demonstrate the old saws, how it works, the paint shop, and it also houses a number of buggies, carriages, and sleighs in there. But most importantly, we're going to have Ike Reif from the Vicksburg Buggy Shop, and he is going to be finishing a sleigh, and he does hand pinstriping. It's all freehand. And it's interesting to watch him because he can talk and actually pinstripe at the same time.
Well, and he's got the Vicksburg Buggy Shop, I think it's called, right?
He does.
Right here. He's making buggies right there in plain sight in Vicksburg. So I'm 1% familiar with Vicksburg. So I'm glad the tack room and the Vicksburg shop is there. And
he does restorations in addition to making new Mennonite buggies. So if you've ever seen a tricked out Mennonite buggy full of lights and stuff like that, it probably was made by the Vicksburg Buggy Shop.
Yeah, low battery consumption LEDs has changed the buggy industry.
Yes, it has.
Around here. And there'll be antiques for sale at this, plus the antique appraisals. You mentioned that. The graveyard tour?
The graveyard tour is going to be led by Matthew Wagner, who's one of our local historians. And Matt's He knows pretty much all things history of Mifflinburg, so he's going to give a tour of the buggy makers' graves, and that will have two different times on it. And that will first tour will be at 11 o'clock, and the second tour will be at 2.
All right, this is all this Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and you got to go to Mifflinburg for this, so this will be in Mifflinburg. We talked a tiny bit about Vicksburg, but that's not where this event is. It's all in Mifflinburg. It's on Market Street, so tell us about that.
It's basically on the same footprint as Chris Kindle, not as large as Chris Kindle, but it's more spread out because of the use of the museum and the demonstrations that are going on. But the Heisses were also known for being quite creative entrepreneurs to make money. They also had a honeybee business, and this year we have Ryan Pardo of Hex Honey, out of Montana. He's bringing his honeybee observation and his raw honey. And along with that, we have Paige Rhine, who is our current Pennsylvania State honeybee queen. And Paige has been promoting the honeybee industry all across the state. She's a great little volunteer.
The honeybee queen. Okay, sounds like we're going down the farm show to talk to some of the different women that represent these various fields farming and agriculture-oriented endeavor. And you just alluded to something, and we can't gloss over it, that when we're talking buggies, yes, it's antique, an important part of transportation history, but art and artistry, a very big factor.
It's all about the art. So one of the sleighs that was discovered 3 or 4 years ago, almost all of the paint was off of it, but you could see all the hints and what the actual... They had murals on certain sleighs.
So, on the inside, right?
Well, no, on the exterior.
On the exterior, okay.
On the exterior. And there's a young lady from over in Crosserville. Her name is Beth O'Connell, and she's quite the artist. So in the buggy shop, they take a clear piece of plastic, outline and trace what the original decorations were on it, and they can tell what the colors were. Then Beth goes in and recreates the original murals on them. So it really is an art to the whole restoration process and to be able to restore what was originally there.
Well, first of all, thank you for what you're doing, and thank your board and your volunteers and your people that are coming and everybody that's making this happen. Please, individually, one by one on Saturday, I want you to thank them from WKOK, if you would do that, please, for making all this happen.
Thank you to everybody, and we thank all our volunteers, all our people who step up to the plate to help us to maintain this authentic buggy museum factory important to the entire valley.
Right, yeah, and this is Americana. This is a non-imported, non-artificial intelligence. This is a real deal. Mifflinburg Buggy Museum is going to be open this Saturday, and why not? Mifflinburg Buggy Day is Saturday, 9 to 4 in Mifflinburg on Market Street. Same footprint as Chris Kendall. That's a great way to do that. Graveyard tour, games, activities, entertainment, a Victorian house tour, alpacas, antiques, antique appraisals, and the highway wheelers will be over there, so this is just going to be a fantastic opportunity.
And music.
And music. Oh, yeah, we forgot about that. So,
yeah.
Where can I get more information? I know you got a Facebook page for the Buggy Museum.
We do, and we have a website. It's still in development, but the event is there listed with all the times of the events, and it's MifflinburgBuggyMuseum.org.
Eva Linke, owner of the Tack Room, board member of the Mifflinburg Buggy Museum and one of the organizers of Buggy Day in Mifflinburg this Saturday. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, for having us, and thank you to everybody who else is making this happen.